This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. China's military is warning Taiwan it's ready to fight anytime. It just wrapped up 3 days of combat exercises around Taiwan after Taiwan's president visited the U.S. last week. The AP's Charles de Ledesma.
China's military sent several dozen warplanes and warships toward Taiwan in a large-scale exercise that simulates sealing off the island. The Chinese military had earlier announced combat readiness patrols as a warning to Taiwan. The actions follow President Tsai Ing-wen's trip to America, with the most sensitive event being a meeting with the House Speaker. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
This hour, President Biden and the First Lady are hosting the White House Easter egg roll. It's a tradition dating back to 1878. It looks as if one of the two black lawmakers expelled from the Tennessee House is about to get his job back. The two got booted after their gun control protest on the House floor. Nashville's Metro Council meets later today, and many expect it will reinstate Justin Jones, who told NBC's Meet the Press.
Our presence as young black voices for our constituencies, people who will not bow down, those who will not be conformed. That's what made it put a target on us the day we walked into the Tennessee General Assembly. I mean, this is the first time in Tennessee history we had a completely partisan expulsion by a predominantly white caucus. All but one member of their caucus is white out of 75 members. And we are the two youngest black lawmakers in Tennessee.
The other expelled lawmaker, Justin Pearson, could be reappointed at a Wednesday meeting of the Shelby County Commission. Health Secretary Javier Becerra is talking about the latest abortion pill controversy, and he says, we have to prevail. A judge's order is threatening the availability of a main drug used in medication abortion. This is AP News. Now to a man in Houston charged with murder.
A Houston man exonerated in 2021 after serving 7 years in prison for a fatal stabbing has been charged with another murder. Houston police say Lydell Grant is accused of killing a fellow motorist following a minor traffic collision Thursday night. They say Grant got out of his vehicle and shot Edwin Arevalo. In 2012, Grant was convicted of killing a man who was stabbed outside a Houston bar, but was exonerated in 2021 after DNA found on the victim's fingernails pointed to his innocence. Another man eventually pled guilty to that murder. The Innocence Project of Texas, which had worked to get Grant exonerated, said in a statement, its thoughts and sympathies go out to the victim's family in Thursday's shooting. I'm Julie Walker.
Gas is $3.60 a gallon now, up 10 cents in a week. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.